The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast for Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And after Wednesday's practice, head coach Gary Kubiak talked with the media.
Kevin took probably took his normal reps, you know, when you added them all up. Jock and Eugene, I would say that Eugene probably took more reps than Jock, but all three of them look like they got a good chance, but we got to wait and see how the weekends are.
How does your team respond? Do you feel good to what you got to say?
Oh, we'll see, Mark. You know, you don't respond on Wednesdays. You respond on Sunday. So we practiced good. We picked up the tempo and got on the clock today. You know, like I told you, I think we've been really slow in what we're doing and picked up the tempo of practice and working with some adversity out here because we didn't play in the preseason anywhere loud, you know, so something we really need to work on this week. Get ready.
Is there much you need to say to these guys, or is almost left unsaid as far as getting ready?
Well, I mean, it's like I said the other day. I mean, if you don't bounce back from that, you know, I'd be very disappointed, and I think I got the right guys. So, you know, I'm expecting that, but there's a lot of work to do between now and bouncing back, so you got to stay focused on board.
How big will it be if you're able to get your entire starting secondary back this weekend?
Well, it's important. Eugene's a big part of this team. He's played very well for us, so going into week one without him, you know, made it tough with those three safeties. So love to have him back, love to get Jock back, but we got to make sure we get him back the right way. We can't just get him back and them not be 100% and throw him out there because we do have a long way to go, so we got to be smart with him.
Was Dante himself on Sunday, or was he a little
rusty? He was obviously a little rusty, but he played very hard. You know, some technique issues, which you would expect. Him and Cushing about the same way, both played very hard and really their first time out. So, you know, obviously expect them to come back and be better this week, but very good effort. Just, you know, obviously missed some time.
Gary, I know it's kind of obvious, but can you put into words how important Sunday is?
They're all important, Tim. They're all important. You know, everyone you play, take them, they're all the same of importance to me. I can tell you that. So, but is it important that we bounce back? Yeah, it's very important, you know. So, the magnitude of the game's not changed. They're the same. They all count the same.
Slayton has had success against this team running the football for a short sample, I know. Yeah. But they did such a great job against the Steelers running game. How do you?
I think Pittsburgh had 30-something yards. So I mean, they're good at defenses you'll face, physical and stuff, and so we understand that challenge. Steve has had some, you know, he's played well down there. He got a big run, really, that was probably going to be a two-yard loss if it wasn't for just great effort, him coming out and making a big play. So, but we got to be committed enough to give him chances to make those plays. So, you know, he's obviously very important to what we do.
How are they different without Haynesworth?
I think they're playing better, to be honest with you. I'm looking at an 8-guy rotation that's playing as good as any group I've seen. I think that Washington does, you know, as good a job as there is in the National Football League with the defensive line. And the team I watch against Pittsburgh, very good.
What about offensive side of the ball?
Well, he got that back has got big playability. I mean, he can you know, hit the home run on you. They're very well coached up front. I think the quarterback's playing extremely well. I was really impressed with how he played against Pittsburgh and all the pressure and stuff that he got in the game, the way he held up, the way he protected the ball, the way he kept them in the right situations. And then their receivers, I know they get one of them back this week, but, you know, they're a very good football team across the board.
How much tougher does it make it the fact that they get a pretty good rush with just the four down linemen?
Well, it is tougher because you're still sound in the secondary. You know, normally when people feel like they got to bring extra people to the quarterback, then you may be giving up something back there. But this team does it with four people, plays very sound coverage. They tackle as well in the secondary as any team that I've seen in my time in the National Football League. So, you know, we got our work cut out for us up front. Everywhere.
Gary, can you talk about the importance of getting Andre more involved? I know he isn't held down very often, like what happened the other day. But
well, they held down pretty much everybody, you know. Yeah. So it wasn't like he was the only guy that didn't make any plays. Obviously, he's a big part of what we do, and us getting him involved is important, and we'll try to do that. So hopefully we can do it better.
Are there any other injury issues with your team besides the ones we've been talking about?
Antonio Smith was sick today but did practice. Sean Cody did not practice today. And Vonta Leach did not practice today.
What is Sean Cody's?
Knee. He's got a bruised knee, so he's day-to-day. Him and Vonta both.
Do
Gary, you said you're going into this season. You had to not let the division come to you, go to the division. You need to win on the road. His fast start, this is all right there for those three things you're talking about. How important are those still?
Oh, they're all important, John. I mean, our division is very, very tough. Winning in our division is tough enough. Winning on the road is even tougher. Coming off of our situation last week, going to Tennessee, it's as big a challenge as there is. So we'll have to play extremely well to win, but we know that.
Owner Bob McNair was also in attendance at Wednesday's practice, and he, too, answered questions from the media about the ball club.
No, I was just as disappointed as they were. And, you just have to be prepared, and you got to be ready to deal with those situations. And at the same time, I mean, we've reviewed it, we've looked at it, and determined what we did wrong and what we need to correct. And now at this point, though, you have to put that behind you and get ready for the game this week. And dwelling on the past at this point doesn't help at all. So you just got to be tough enough to spring back, and I think our players are.
Do you second guess anything at this point?
No, I mean, you learn from all experiences, and certainly you don't want to repeat mistakes. But the second guessing, will do nothing but put you in the happy house, because you don't live life going backwards. You live going forward, and so you try to prepare and make sure that what happened that was not to your satisfaction, you got to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Still have the confidence this team can do what
you anticipate. We've seen the ability. We've seen the ability of these players. I mean, we just got to go out and perform, get it done, and the players have to do it. So, and I think we'll have a game plan that'll be well suited for the opponent, and I think the players will play with more confidence, and I think they'll be much more aggressive.
How much did Dante, what he wrote on his shoes, disappoint you?
Well, I was surprised, but I don't know what he was thinking, but we're a team, and we win as a team, and we lose as a team, and I'm part of it, and I hurt just as much as the players when we lose, and we don't need any distractions, and doesn't matter who it is, we don't need them, and anybody that's being a distraction is not helping our team. And that's the message, and that's what the coaches have told them, and it's what Rick has told them, and it's time to be a professional and go out and do your job.
What has Dante said to you, or has he said anything?
He hadn't said anything. I welcomed him back in the locker room, told him I was happy to have him back, and he gave me a hug and a big smile. And so, hopefully he's over it, and he's going to be man enough about it now just to go ahead and do his job, and that's what we all have to do.
We thank you again for listening to the Texans Today podcast, and we also thank you for going to HoustonTexans.com, where you can find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah,